Right. Rorik Honda is aware of the vehicle shortage, but there is never a shortage on helping a customer. If you know what make, brand, or style car suits you, check with a rep now, and they can exactly help you pre-order whatever you want. It's just like buying a pizza these days.
That's it. Don't want to wait. That's fine. There's plenty of certified and used vehicles being ready to be claimed. As always, visit Rorik.com for all of your vehicle needs. And now we start the Ajaga podcast from...
Ports number 2 in Bethel.
Well, what am I?
In Bethel Park. We'll just say that because we're on Facebook Live.
Okay.
We don't want random people showing.
But what am I calling it? Look at this. Yeah, don't give an address. Don't show up, but it's kind of cool.
And the title this week is?
It's from Gable's Table.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define a word jagoff. When someone cuts you off on a parkway.
Jagoff!
Or someone scares the out of you.
Yeah, jagoff!
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, jagoff?
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Larry Richard.
Hey, it's Rick Seaback.
Hi, this is Greg Brown.
Hi, I'm Tyler Kennedy.
This is Santonio Holmes.
And this is the Jagoff Podcast.
This is the Jagoff Podcast. If you're listening for the very first time, we'd like you to subscribe to it. Go to iTunes or wherever you find your podcasts, wherever, and subscribe to it. If you're on iTunes, we would appreciate if you leave a nice comment because we put them on our refrigerators.
And we would prefer that you listen to it on the Odyssey app because that is our affiliate, and they do house the Jagoff Podcast, which comes out every Monday on KDKA. And we are also on The Drive at 5 to 5 with Kelly on 100.7 Star for the Daily Dose of Happiness, where we kind of, like Kim, on a very small level, report good news.
Right. We just steal from her.
We do. We should start doing it. Let's make that happen. Yeah. And then on Fridays, we figure out who is the Jagoff of the Week based on our blog posts, which were...
Oh, yeah. So, right.
Your favorite one.
Right. So the first one was this picture. I couldn't believe we actually found the person who, if you saw it on the internet, the man who took the picture, it is two cars jammed into the same tollgate chute on the turnpike.
It went viral. Shares like balloons.
You
could
tell
crazy.
They didn't. They don't. They must have been on their phones. Not to be totally judgmental, but they probably had no idea that they have side view mirrors. So they both ended up look like a little old lady's shoes stuffed in a sandal right
together.
There,
yeah. How in the hell did they
just
get out of
jammed
there?
In?
Yeah,
there,
jammed
so
in.
Not paying attention.
We also talked about the two cars that were stolen the same day.
Right. So out in Harrison Township, a guy stole a car.
Same
guy.
And
then he drove it around the back and parked it in a McDonald's. Then he went to another car dealership and stole another car.
Yeah,
and drove to his lady friend's house and parked it out there. Let alone the community realized he doesn't even own a car.
He doesn't
own one. Driving a car.
He just keeps stealing them.
The police found him pretty quickly.
So crazy.
Dumb criminal jagoffs, right.
And then we did find out that yinz is not in the dictionary. Okay, if you follow, you know that even though we're called the Ajaga Podcast, I cannot stand lack of articulation. So I don't love the whole yinzer thing, but I get it. I'm from Pittsburgh. I'm proud of it. But yinz is not in the dictionary, but yunz is. Totally don't understand.
And
to me,
yous got yous? In there, but and y'all got in there,
yeah.
But yinz did not. So I think
yinzers be mad.
Petition.
Like we're trying to get you right. Irritated. We need to do something
exactly
about this.
So.
Speaking of irritated, the rain is irritating, but the guy to my left is probably glad because that means there's water. So it's Sean right. From J&D Waterproofing. You have sponsored our porch tour for 4 years.
And the
how
fireplace tour, no less, too, Sean.
Oh, I enjoy sponsoring it. And actually, I hate this, though.
I know
we're supposed to love rain in this business, but not today.
Yeah, not today.
Any other day, but today.
I feel like we've cursed the porch tours. It's been like this the last two. So we just have to live with it, right?
Absolutely.
Welcome to Seattle.
I like, and you know what? I've been to Seattle.
Yeah.
So Seattle's nice, but I'd rather have the nice sunny weather.
Yeah,
there you
I'm
go.
With you.
Like Miami. There you go.
Talk to us about your customer service, Sean. That's where we really always capitalize because there's a ton of remodeling companies, as we know. But J&D Waterproofing isn't just waterproofing. You do lots of things like my windows.
Yeah, we do. We do all home improvements. We are a family-owned business. It was started in 1939 by the Belanti family. So we are celebrating 82 years.
How about that?
You know, we have kept busy and we continue to grow. And if anybody's looking for a job, we are looking for carpenters.
So
it's hard to find.
Carpenters, not carpenter ants.
Yeah.
You're looking for carpenters.
Yes. All right. Anybody wants to work, we're ready to hire. So.
Okay. And you're out of Bridgeville?
Cannonsburg. Come
John,
on.
John, you know I'm not good.
Sarah's
I mean, I'm not in the North Hills, so I don't know.
Now,
yeah.
Listen, we watched your people put windows into Rachel's house.
Yeah.
And that was a fascinating thing. They just come in, start ripping stuff out, and then
we
next
were working.
You know, there's
they
windows
didn't care.
Back in
yeah.
there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had to take special care.
Oh, yeah.
No question. Yeah. I mean, she's a high-profile person.
My oh, yeah. No, because my windows were so awful, but... Where does everybody find you? Where do they follow you so that if they have any of the repairs, they're aware?
There's a couple places you can find us on our, on the web. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook. You can find us at our telephone number is 1-800-VERY-DRY.
That makes it easy.
Very dry, so it's a real easy one. And
look for the grumpy face icon on the internet. That grumpy
correct.
Face wall.
Like how I feel right now.
Yeah.
I know.
Nice and sunny.
But Sean, we have to tell you, we're excited because this year, as soon as we put out the note that we were hosting the porch tours again, we had so many people want to do it that we've extended it. So we're even calling this episode an extra one because legit, we have more than our usual block of four because so many people are enjoying what you've provided. You work with Zachary's Mission now, and you work together to kind of show the importance of philanthropic, which is a lot of what this podcast is about, how there's so many philanthropic efforts in the city of Pittsburgh. But Zachary's Mission, we've raised so much money together to help them with Zachpacks.
I would highly recommend that if you can give back or donate, it is a great, great charity to work with. I mean, you can find them on the web and find them different places. So,
and
yeah, definitely.
Sean, for us, they're so Pittsburgh because, and you know, Patricia and Rob, they were the parents of Zachary. And, you know, what they went through when their son was having long-term care, they turned around and turned it and put it into a positive. But it's like Pittsburgher. It's totally Pittsburgh for Zachary's Mission because it's like they're hugging people, whether they're from Pittsburgh or they're not from Pittsburgh. If your family is stuck in a hospital for long-term care for your child, they will deliver a Zach pack to you that has, as you know, shampoo. And you got this nice haircut, which we'll have to talk about. But they have shampoo, high-end toothpaste, notes, gift cards for gas, things like that. All the things that they wish they could have received when they were dealing with Zachary. So, and again, Rob and Patricia couldn't be the most organic and genuine people. You know them. You've met them. And it's just the coolest thing to see how they operate.
Oh, they're excellent people. And I do highly recommend you go on their website, give back and everything. I do have one question. Is this Peter's or is this Bethel Park?
Sean, you're looking at me like I know. Kim says right on the line.
So if they go to Bethel, there's a little bit of New England Patriots history out of
what?
Yes, the announcer for the Zolak, Scott Zolak's dad, Paul Zolak, was the athletic director.
How about that?
At there. Now, if you go into Peter's side, you got more Steelers stuff because you got John Banaszak.
Yeah.
And Craig Wolfley and a lot of those other guys are from here.
All
so.
Right.
Hopefully
all right, Sean.
They're on the Peters side.
Sean, are you ready for the coveted question of the day?
Yes.
You accept that challenge? You look nervous.
Oh, no, okay. Not nervous.
All
just
right.
Excited to be out with this COVID.
I know.
Right.
All right, lots of rain lately. Fancy that. Do you carry an umbrella, run in it, who cares, or do you wait it out? Are you the guy that's like sitting in your car listening to the radio until it finally lets down?
No, I run in it.
Run in it.
I run in it.
Screw it. Who cares, right?
Right.
Yep. You got that new haircut, though, so you
right?
don't want to
mess
it.
Is that
it.
An Isuzu thing?
I just wanted to try get something shorter.
All right.
There you go.
Well, it's looking good. Sharp.
Sean, thank you so much.
Sean.
Always a pleasure. We'll put all your info in show notes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for having
appreciate
us.
It.
And we're excited to be part of the tour again this
awesome.
Year.
Awesome. Well, we're
all
excited
right.
to have you. Thank you, Sean.
Thank
and
you.
While Sean's switching around, we will remind you that the Porch Tour is, again, sponsored by J&D Waterproofing. But it's not about John and Rachel and Tracy showing up at your porch. It's about, come on in, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
It's about the Ernie Ritchie sausage and Mancini's bread that we bring,
mm-hmm.
as well as Mary Mac Bakehouse brought some stuff.
Mary even showed up today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, she brings some interesting things, but Kim, you have to see, she makes these strawberry jello pretzel salad cookies. You know that Pittsburgh.
They're ridiculous.
Right. They are so
Mary!
Ridiculous.
Epic fail.
Didn't bring them.
Listen, so anyways, yeah, we're going to talk to her in
just
a little bit.
Good.
But they are amazing. I mean,
John, I tell people that you're the reason she makes them. I don't know if that's true, but I was like, John has this obsession for pretzel jello salad. So Mary was like, shut up.
I don't even eat cream cheese, but I dive
so
into
amazing.
The strawberry jello
yeah,
pretzel salad. It's
so
a Pittsburgh
good.
Thing. Yeah, so
it is a Pittsburgh thing.
It is a Pittsburgh
yeah,
thing.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, we put pictures up on our Facebook page some days, and it just goes nuts. People, oh, my Aunt Mary made this. Oh, Aunt Elsie, blah, 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 blah. And, like, people just don't stop.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's simple to make.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And healthy because it has fruit in it.
Yes, very
and,
very healthy.
And quite all frankly, it's a salad.
Right. Right. He says that often, and And I just keep looking at it, and somehow 5 pounds ends up.
Right.
I mean,
so this porch, we are at the porch of Kim Gable from KDK TV. And we had you on one of our earlier podcasts.
Yeah.
We went eating
October?
Brownies yeah. and chocolate and ice cream, and we were swinging in the middle of the, what was the name of the ice cream place?
Oh, it was the Sweet Treats place. Fudge Farm. Thank
Look
God
at
for
Tracy's
Tracy.
Right yeah. on it.
We literally yeah. did a Sweet Treats the week before and then did Fudge Farm.
The
so
best,
that was another
yes. The best fatty. Part is they put out a charcuterie tray of chocolates.
Oh, it was
if
amazing.
You remember that. Like, it yeah. was just incredible.
Listen, that rain
so.
Feels so
swings,
good.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah, it's
that
a pretty
so
cool place.
Fun.
It was fun.
Exactly.
And that's where we were talking before. We got to talk to you about being reporter Kim
yes.
and how important that is and how much fun it is and how much we love our hometown radio station or TV station of KDKA, of course. But the fact that that was when you were sort of kicking off or just at the beginning of On a Positive Note.
Exactly.
And ironically, we'll have to bring Rachel in, but Rachel was one of the first ones, right?
I know.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about the connectivity here with all of us, just how intertwined we
yes.
all are. And I think we're all together for a reason. But so what's been happening with my philanthropic work and with my TV work, you know, we're getting these great ideas from people who are involved in my Inspired Women organization coming to us, you know, saying, hey, I have this great story of, you know, an unsung hero in my neighborhood, you know, a mission that somebody's undertaking to help their community. And we're getting so many ideas that I'm literally, I have too many.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you
start
know,
there, though.
To get there and-
what is Inspired? We want to know, because we touched on it. I even went back and listened because we did talk more about your TV anchor and where
we
you
did.
Came from.
Right.
But it is so important because it's important to you and it shows in your stories. So talk a little bit about what you're part of, what that means, and how people can actually help you as well.
Yeah, so Inspired Women Paying It Forward is we're a giving circle, pretty much. So if you're a part of a giving circle, it means, you know, a group of women, a group of people come together and they collectively donate money to a cause. So with my storytelling with KDKA, and with a positive note, you know, I've always loved telling uplifting future stories. And I always thought to myself, man, I wish there was a way that I could help some of these people, that I could get their stories out there, that I could, you know, raise money for their missions. And so I found out about Inspired Women Paying It Forward, which already existed in the North Hills. There was one chapter. And I founded the second chapter here in the South Hills, and now there's four of us.
I love it.
So there's four chapters, and we gather, we make a collective impact, and we help women and girls in need.
And we were talking about it on the way, as I told her, because it's something we really want to be involved in and help however we can. Because we talked about this before. There are so many charitable needs, but so many different nonprofits in the city of Western PA that how do you help them all? So this is such a unique way of being able to help various.
Yeah. So and we meet on Tuesday, by the way.
And yes.
We'd love to have you
yes.
come. We'd love to. Actually, I think every single person here. Except for the people that haven't met yet, are members of Inspired
oh,
Women.
Oh, that's awesome.
So,
okay,
yeah.
so it's a start for me.
Yeah, and so we support each other, too, which is
yeah.
why they're here today. But,
that's
yeah,
fabulous.
So these are the organizations that, you know, they don't have the big pocketbooks. They don't have the
right.
funds
right.
To go out there and, you know, get their message out. So they come to places like us. And in an hour, we can give them, like, $5,000.
Yeah.
And
wow.
It changes their lives.
How does that work, though? Because I remember you talking to us about it off camera, but I want to know, like, how does it work that you can give that kind of money to one organization?
So our registered members, which we have about 50 in my chapter, so we meet quarterly, okay? So we meet 4 times a year, and you pledge $100 to the winning charity. So how do you become the winning charity? So we nominate. So we nominate the charities, we pull 3 of them from the hat, and then each of the directors of that organization, a spokesperson, has 5 minutes to do their pitch, to say, here's why we need money, here's what we're going to use the money for, and then we collectively vote. Everybody puts their vote in the hat, and then...
Right there.
Right there.
Okay.
So it's fast, fun, philanthropic networking with a purpose.
FFP. John, yeah. you down with FFP?
Yeah. I love the fact that
PH.
I love the fact that.
But it works better, Kim, with the P.
No.
I mean,
Rachel was literally corrected. I can't believe it. Finally,
oh, he loves
no,
that. He loves
that. She
I'm
is
correct.
The correct. John, I'm the corrector. So I love the fact that because there are such small organizations
yeah.
that need, you know, we know that, you know, that the United Way collects for lots of fun, you know, lots of money,
and
corporate and things like that.
Sure.
Yeah, they do great stuff. But there's always those little nonprofits
yeah.
that $500, like Zachary's mission, as a matter of fact. For Zachary's mission to get $1,000 to go buy shampoo. And,
she wouldn't know,
you know
what to do.
They wouldn't know what to do with it. You know, I mean, they would. They literally know what to do. But that's like $1 million to them. Mm-hmm. So all these nonprofits that you're helping kind of become larger, they have all have. What's the one of the cooler missions you've heard? It's totally
like
unique, you know, that you know, in the presentations that you've seen.
Well, I will tell you, just because I stand there and I watch them and I'm looking at the membership, you know, all these women sitting at the tables there and watching their reactions when these directors get up and do their 5-minute pitches, and people grab their hearts, people are crying, people are laughing. So it makes such an emotional impact, and that's what we do. We give from the hearts because of the work that these organizations do. And most of them, I will tell you, a lot of them we haven't even heard of before.
Sure.
So,
right.
And even if they don't win, they're raising awareness.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times the non-winning ones, I hate to say non-winning, but they walk away having raised awareness. And, you know, sometimes they'll walk away with some money as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people open up their hearts. They open up their pockets. And it's, you know, 4 times a year. We're all busy. We're all busy women. But you can do an hour.
Yep, sure. In a quarter.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And we do, you know, a lot of things in our community. But this is one of those things that I think all of us look forward to, and it's been one of the most uplifting things I've ever done in my life.
That's so cool.
And
that's
it shows.
Cool. Yeah, and again, it's so Pittsburgh in my opinion. You know, it's Pittsburghers taking care of Pittsburghers.
Yeah.
So let's switch subjects for a couple of minutes here. We hear you guys like to travel as a family, right? So is this because did something when you were younger make you want to travel, or did you say, well, I think our kids need to be exposed to more things?
What I'm seeing on Facebook, there's a third. Or is it that people are saying, you know, I was sort of in during COVID, and I know this was before COVID that you and your family traveled, but is it like, how many states can we conquer kind of thing? Like, check, you know, I've been seeing that. Like, so many people are like, oh, I visited 18. I'm really not a traveler because I was like, I'm under 20, and all these people, there's so many people who are in like that higher mark. What about
so
you guys?
I have to show you. This is so interesting. In our, we used to call it the playroom. I guess it's the den now.
Yeah. We all had playrooms.
Yeah. So we have a huge map of the world on our wall in there, and we each have a color of a pin of where we want to go in the world.
I love it.
That is super cool.
Once we travel somewhere, there's a different color that we put in the places that we've traveled. So you can go in there and see, like, I'm purple, Jeff's blue, Helena's pink, and Maris is like teal or something. So you can go in there and see where we want to go and where we've been.
That is so clever.
That is super cool, yeah.
So give us an example. Where do you want to go? What's yours?
So Bali. We haven't been to Bali yet.
Oh, wow.
We were supposed to be in Europe right now. It was canceled.
Next best thing, Yajaga podcast on your porch.
Aha.
We can't say Yajaga in different languages, but.
Right. In the rain, no less, too. In the rain. You might think you're hearing rain, but it's just static in our microphone line.
Yeah, that's really all. It's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's not really rain.
If you were here last time, we would have been wet because Jeff just installed this pergola literally
last week.
Oh, my God.
Well, and he showed us. We can't really show it to you, but he showed us how it opens up to let the sun in, and the fans kind of open up, and then it's totally cool.
I sort of feel like I'm on the Maid of the Mist though, because there's just enough. Like, it feels good, but I'm sure my hair is a hot mess.
You have to go to the front of the thing and go, "I'm king of the world."
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. So segue. We obviously talked about the travel because we were intrigued by that as well, but we also know that you. We're into theater and dance, but also martial arts, which we think is the perfect segue because.
So my dad is a black belt. And when I was a teenager, he asked me if I wanted to take karate classes with him. Because he didn't feel like he was worthy of his black belt anymore. So he wanted to go back and get it again. So started together, even though he was a black belt back in the 70s. In the 80s, when I was a teenager, we started taking classes again together, my dad and I. And we started from scratch. So we worked up. I never got my black belt. I'm a brown belt in Goju-Ryu, which is a form of karate. And
did he do it again?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, he did get his black belt. So that sort of... first of all, that father-daughter bond that we
had. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Know. And there were a lot of other teenage girls that took the class with me at that time. So that's when I realized how empowering it was to sort of have those skills and have that confidence in the world. And I've never had to use it. It's not like I'm...
Yeah. I was going to move.
I just want you to do it.
Be honest with you. You just did that. I just wanted to move.
Just a quick one.
Yeah.
Just like when he's not expecting it.
Yeah.
Teach me.
She's so fast, she actually hit me. You don't even know it. There'll be a bruise right here later.
That's so funny.
So, yeah. So, that's always been, I guess a hobby.
Yeah.
But now, have you ever entwined that into your travel to go somewhere to visit some place where your martial arts started or anything like that? Is that any of your purple pins or anything?
No, but we do want to go to Asia.
Yeah.
We do want to go to China, Japan, some of those places. But, yeah, so, looking for things like that, again, that connection. When we travel, we make the connections. My childhood has connections to, my Inspired Women organization,
sure.
And connections with Whispering Force too. So yeah. That's mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons that I found Rachel's story so inspiring too.
Yeah. And so you can start with that because we'll bring Rach. If you want to start coming in, you can kind of
make
your way.
While she comes on in. Now, the travel thing doesn't go along with the rumors we hear about that you're a penny pincher. Do you have any good?
Oh, yeah,
because really going around the world doesn't sound like
I want
penny
tips. Yeah, asking for a friend.
The other thing, when you walk through my house, I'll show you my map. But also, I can show you, and my best friend Tyann here knows this, like we love bargain shopping, and I can show you things that we've gotten out of the garbage. My daughters used to, like, I will pull over on garbage day, and I will take something. I will take a table. I will take a chair. I will take something.
I have a riding mower, 24 Pearl. Go get it. I'm trying so hard.
With one flat tire, right. Stop by and grab it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Garbage garage sales. Yeah, I love it.
The coolest find you've ever found?
I'll show you the chair in there.
Okay.
Acrylic. This acrylic chair was $7. My daughter reupholstered it, and it looks like a museum.
So your daughters don't like duck down in the car like this when you stop at the garbage can.
They
used to. Yeah.
Now they know.
That's what Rachel can do with the subway.
And now they pick up stuff themselves.
That's cool.
Literally on the set. I was on the set, and they're like, "Do you want this?" And it was down the street.
Oh my god!
And it's a beautiful red velvet bench that's in my dining room.
Oh my god! That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wow.
That is such. I'm glad you remembered that because we talked about that. That is.
I didn't remember it, Rach. It was your good notes.
Coupons, sales.
It's about time. Yeah.
That's wild.
Assignment shops. I love it all.
Yeah.
Have you been to Thriftique in Lawrenceville?
Yes.
Love it.
Oh, my God.
Well, they moved it. It was where it now. We just did a podcast from there, and it was the rock climbing wall. They moved it just to the left a little bit. But I'm telling you, I almost found an entire dining room set there, but then it was trumped by Kelly Ripa's sale. I'm not going to lie. Because I was like, I'm going with the Thriftique. And my husband was like, well, the Kelly Ripa set that you wanted is on sale at Macy's. And I was like, all right. Well, that was not good because my daughter ended up throwing accidentally wax on it, and the table is now ruined. So I should have gone with Critique. Done. Sorry, I just had to.
All
tell
right,
that
so
was
we're
my
looking
story.
For a Macy's. Looking for a Macy's sponsorship.
Kelly Ripa.
Podcast to come and pick up this table and
Eat
bring it
table.
To Kim's house.
Yes.
Because Kim will refinish it with red velvet top.
There you go.
Right. So Kim, you can hang out with us if you want.
Yes.
It's up to you if you want to go entertain or go eat some Ernie Ritchie sausage. Yeah. All right.
Well, because there's a connection, and I love this connection here.
Deeper than my vanities. Say, God, me, I grow
old gracefully. When I look back, may mean something. So basically, like we said, and Kim, you can feel free to kind of intro this. There's so many ways that we could segue this. So we want you to sort of tell us about how you and Rachel even met and how she was one of your first on a positive notes.
So Rachel and I, we have similar social circles. So we would see each other at events and fundraisers and things like that. And when I got to know her story, which I'll let her tell, I said that's right when I started on a positive note. And we were talking one day, and she said, I'm going to start this thing called Whispering Force. And she told me about it, and literally the next day, you had a logo made.
That night.
Yeah. And I'm like, you need to do this. And I was, completely supportive, but it was all her. And when she told me the story behind why she wanted to do it, I said, that's a perfect story to tell for a positive note, because it's about empowering people. Women and girls especially.
Right.
And it was just a perfect fit. And I was so excited. And when I went there and did the story and interviewed her, like, that's when I knew how powerful on a positive note can actually be in telling stories like this. And it's a unique story. It's an emotional story. And look where we are now. I mean, you have sold out events. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I want Rachel to tell
that was
story
great. Better than we could have done.
Yeah, exactly.
So Rachel, welcome.
Thank
so
you.
From that,
it's been years since you've been on a Jagoff podcast,
years.
Right?
Yeah,
were we that intimidating that you did not want to come back?
No, I
okay
love you.
Okay,
I have
okay.
To say.
Just... So continue the story, please.
So Whispering Force happened last February. It came out of kind of a scary story. Basically, I was almost attacked in a parking lot, which back last year it was happening more and more for some reason. They were talking about human trafficking. They were talking about young women. They must have thought I was younger than I am, but it was a scary situation. I was basically followed in a store in three different areas, and you know, each area, it got worse and worse. The first one, the first guy was there, and he was just staring at me, just kind of in a creepy way, and I remember thinking, you don't look like a shopper. I went back to another area, which was in the back of the store, and all of a sudden, there were two men, and it was him and another person, and I got a little bit scared then, you know, just felt something wasn't right. I went to the front of the store to do my last errand, and they cornered me. Like, I was in the aisle, and one walked on this side and one walked on that side. And I remember thinking to myself, something's wrong, but instead of doing something about it, I felt like one of those women that were making too much of a big deal. I was looking for attention, you know, and I was like, nope, you're not going to be this girl. You're going to check out, you're going to get to your car, and you're going to go, which was the biggest mistake, and I will admit that 100 times over. So I checked out, and I looked all around me, and they were nowhere to be found. So I was like, okay, they're gone, you know. But when I went outside, they were waiting for me. And I was almost to my car, and I hear, you know, yelling, don't go to your car. Something's on your tire. Stop. Stop where you're at. And I look back. And he has something in his hand, you know, it's all I noticed because it was big. It wasn't hiding it. And the other guy was about 10 feet behind him, kind of watching, kind of like, can you do this or do I need to step in? I got this out of 1 second, right, of looking back. But what happened was, you know, I've been through a lot of trauma in my life. That's where Whispering Force will stem from, not just this story. But I will say that I never thought I couldn't scream when I was scared. And I was stunned. Ugh. I completely froze.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I opened my mouth to scream and nothing came out. So I looked down at my hand, and the only reason I got my keys out because it was February. I dropped my kids at youth group. I was by myself, but I'm always cold, right? So I was like, oh, get those keys out, you know? And all I saw was the red button. I wasn't even thinking like to look for an alarm because I was so in shock. But I pressed the red button, and thank God, you know,
the
car alarm went off. I didn't even look back because I felt like I could feel his breath on me at that point. So I thought, I don't know if I thought this or if it was God telling me, but I just knew at that moment, do not look back because that's going to give you one less second to get in the car and lock the doors. So I didn't look back. So I got in the car. I went 80 miles per hour out of this parking lot. Thank God no one was hurt. And I drove around my area for about 10 minutes, making sure no one was behind me, like sweating, like a cold sweat.
Sure.
And I pulled into my driveway, and I will tell you, for the next 3 days, even taking the puppy out, the air felt evil. I've never felt that, you know, as an adult. Like, it just felt everything was wrong, you know? I was lying to my kids, telling them that I had migraines. I wouldn't take them to, at the time it was basketball practice, I wouldn't take them. I was scared to leave when it got dark. And so I put on a mom's page. Because I do airbrush spray tanning in the South Hills. So all those women know me. So I thought, all right, maybe someone will do this with me. So I put on the mom's page that 3 days later. I said, who wants to take a self-defense class with me? Just thinking like they'll give me some ideas of where they are and things like that. Well, 3 hours later, I went.
Yeah, I just remember all the comments.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
3 hours later, I did go to basketball that night. I forced myself. I said, no way are you going to – you're just not going to hide under blankets. You know what I mean? So I forced myself. I got back. I got the kids in bed. I look back on my Facebook page, and there's 322 comments. I mean, like, that's not heard of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So and were they sharing stories at that point or just sort of saying, I'm in?
just saying I'm in.
Okay.
Rachel, I'm in. Or, oh, wow, you're spearheading this. Are you doing this? I looked back on the post like, why would they think I was doing this? I kid you not, the post ended up reading, who wants to take a self-defense class that I am starting? I didn't write that.
Oh, wow.
And I am an open Christian. I did not write that. So I was like, all right, God, what are we doing here? All of a sudden, Kim and I are talking.
I'm
all
like,
of a sudden.
You got to do something now.
Right.
You need a logo. You need a name. I'm like, what? And wouldn't you know? Like, so I came up with Whispering Force because whispering, women are very quiet about our stories.
I know, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Like, we all have one. Men have one, but we are all quiet to share.
Absolutely.
But we are a force to be reckoned with when we have the right education and techniques. So that is where I was with that. So Whispering Force was the name I came up with. At that moment, my grandmother was one of the most important people to me. At that moment, she passed away 5 years ago. A butterfly pin that I had inside of a jewelry box fell onto the floor. And I was like, what? You know, and it was in a jewelry box, but it fell onto the floor. That's never happened. So I created the butterfly logo, not the beautiful monarch butterfly.
Right.
It's the butterfly effect, because that means when you have small changes, a bigger outcome will come from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the black butterfly on Whispering Force.
That's awesome.
And
I knew parts of this story, but I didn't know all of that. So that, like Kim said, it does, it tugs at you.
Yeah.
And so moving forward here, what's life like now for you? I mean, do you still have those fears? I'm sure we always have to be careful when we're in these situations, but has it helped allay the fears? Has it given you a sense of confidence, but you're still aware? You're not fearful, but you're aware. How is life for you?
So let me tell you, if for some reason, when things like that happen, I just don't take it on myself to be like, I'm the one that needs to feel something. I look at the other people around me. So when Whispering Force came about and I started realizing, wow, I could actually talk to shelters. I could get sponsorships.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have domestic violence survivors taking the class privately, of course. But, you know, I could give them the class for free. They need to feel empowered. They need to feel confident.
Because I think and you've said this somewhat, but there are different stories. So yours is just one example.
Right.
So that does spread to then of those, I can only imagine, of the 322 people who said, hey, I'm in. You're right. There's probably some deep-rooted things
right.
that
you learn that as you go.
Sure.
People have come up now and told us their stories because they feel more open with
it.
And I'm a product of domestic violence from being a child. So it stems from all of that. And I feel like if you don't tell your story and wear your heart on your sleeve, you're not going to reach those people.
Sure.
What's the point of that?
Well, I remember just to share, you know, so many women unfortunately have miscarriages, and I felt, you feel this sense of like loss, right? So it's just an example. I had a miscarriage between two of my kids. And, you know, then you sort of say, well, I had a miscarriage. And there's like eight people who go, same. Here's my story. And it's totally different from, you know, as early on as a few weeks to someone who's had to deliver. And to that point, you do find other people who there's safety in numbers. So at that point, once you recognize that there were these other stories, what happens? So you start a class, and how did that sort of start?
So,
without technique, right? Because you didn't know what to do.
So I knew I wasn't going to be the one teaching the class. I wasn't ready for all that. But I did launch it, and I interviewed some people that were on the same page as I was, because some people, they were using it almost like I was their event planner, and I was like, yeah, you're not seeing the mission here, you know? But I did find Ben and Chuck Hosler, and Chuck does have a martial arts studio in the South Hills, and Ben is a chiropractor. It's his son. But they were doing self-defense for women and all over the all over the South Hills at different points in time. But they didn't for a while, and when I told them what our mission was, mm-hmm. they were all about it. So they were the first ones on my team. So we started to create Whispering Force. April 26th was supposed to be our launch, but what happened?
Yeah. Right.
Pandemic.
Right.
So literally I did videos. I started the Facebook page. I started to let people know this is going to happen soon, but it's not happening right this second. And then by July 26th, we had our launch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we were on, you know, with Kim.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. It was just an incredible experience.
But you're doing these at different places. So it's not just, so if you're from the North Hills, you know, let's face it, some people, not to, I'm certainly not making light of this, but if Pittsburghers go where they know. And so if you have someone in North Hills who relates, they might be like, but I'm not coming. You go to different places, right?
No.
You don't.
So as of, since the pandemic, so we had a goal to be east, south,
and you'll get there.
Weston. Yes, yeah. Exactly. But it turned out to be south and, you know, it's the Crown Plaza Hotel right now.
Oh, okay.
But your videos can help prior.
Yes. The videos will be on YouTube with Ben and Chuck and things like that. But I'll tell you what, people are coming from all over.
There you go. Yeah,
so there's something about having the Crown Plaza, too, because you've got a big ballroom. So anyone that was nervous about COVID, you know, of course, we wore the mask and everything.
Sure.
We did the social distancing. Mm-hmm. But even now, it's like we can fit 300 people in the ballroom, you know. So it's a great place. I mean, now that I've become a Girl Scout program partner also in the last couple of months.
Oh, wow.
See how things work.
And so we've had, you know, 4 Girl Scout troops just at the last session alone last month.
Wow.
And they were coming from all over. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Now, believe me, I want to be all over the community as soon
sure.
as we can. It's just taking a little more time because of what's happened.
So let's talk about
the... Yeah, I mean, it's literally only a year. Yeah. And my point is there's resources. So these people who want the help, first of all, you drive over there, you can be in person. If you don't feel comfortable, you've offered the resources prior to, which I think is... not to use the same word, but resourceful, knowing that COVID was happening and there was still a need. So you kind of rose to the occasion. Sorry,
and to
John.
To see the moms and daughters there. Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
And my daughters and I took a class together, and I can't tell you, it brought back that sense, that connection again that I had with my dad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben and Chuck are just the perfect fit.
They really are.
But to do that and to take that class with your daughters, and my daughters were really, I mean, they're strong. They are strong, empowered teenage girls. And that it was just an incredible, uplifting feeling to share that experience and to see the other moms and daughters there as well. You know, just sharing that experience together. It's really something special.
That's awesome.
Is it more about technique of martial arts and or is it more of critical thinking in a panicking situation? Is that really what
it
is?
It.
Yeah.
Because the whole
Yes.
The whole thing with Whispering Force, when I was interviewing people to come in and do the instructing, I said, listen, in 1 hour, this because convenience is huge, like you were just talking about. So people don't have 8 hours like they used to take a self-defense class on a Saturday.
Sure.
Whispering Force is small techniques that are simple that you, your 8-year-old, your 18-year-old, your 62-year-old, it doesn't matter. You will be able to remember those techniques and use them when you need to.
And I always remember, they teach CPR. It's rote. You keep doing it so that when you're in that panic situation, you remember the simple things. It it's just recorded in your brain.
And the adrenaline.
The adrenaline is pumping, how do you – do you just tell them to go home and practice?
Yes,
you know, is that what you do?
Yeah,
or when you're in the parking lot, make sure you practice these sort of things? Looking around?
We really force awareness now. Because I'll be the first one to say, I made a mistake. I'm flat out going to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids are at every single one, too. And they listen to the story over and over again. I'm the first one to say, I made a mistake. I should have told people what was happening. I should have understood that something didn't feel right at that moment, that I was scared. And I didn't. I acted like some, you know, like I could just get through it by myself. And I could have been taken away from my family very easily. Mm-hmm. So we teach awareness and we teach 2 to 3 techniques. And then, of course, there's just some education on talking about it and just letting people know, like, we have more resources. We can go higher up in the techniques. Mm-hmm. We can do more. The more you come back to Whispering Force, the more empowered you feel. And just all the women and children that are there, it's like everyone keeps coming back because they love that feeling.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. Kim posted one time when she left there with the girl. She's like, I was at Trader Joe's after a Whispering Force, and she's like, I felt like I could just kick some butt after There's just something that gives you a little bit of strength.
Yeah,
you know what I
mean? Yeah, well, that's what,
like-minded people.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we're not trying to hide from our stories.
Right.
We're trying to say, listen, I'm not a counselor, but I can lead you to the right people. Mm. I really do understand.
Well, and I think you saying your story, and I think there's an appreciation that people say that you're saying, I admitted I was wrong. I don't know that you were wrong. I think time helps because some people, they're not ready yet.
Or
maybe at that point,
just,
thank God you were okay. So you took a couple minutes to say, now what?
Yeah.
You know, it's just the kind of the timeliness of it. And now your story is helping other people say, I experienced XYZ, and now my time is here.
And I think people were sensitive to that, too, because I know you didn't come right out and say on Facebook, you know, this is what happened to
Right.
But we knew that something happened, because I could read that. We could infer that.
Yes.
And I just said, when you're ready to tell me, I would love to, to listen to you as, as a friend. And then I thought, you know, and it went beyond that, where we need to share this story. And so now it's the story has turned into this incredible organization and this incredible movement. That's again, it's all about those connections.
So we're gonna start pop-ups. So we have beer and we have these things. So we're gonna do pop-ups and have Whispering Forces come, John.
There you go.
That's all our newest thing. Okay. Parking lot pop-ups with Whispering Forces. We're on it.
There you go.
We're gonna grow this.
Listen,
East South.
Here's the thing in transitioning a little bit is that you realize it started to pour down rain. First of all, we showed up here. Kim said, "My sources." It's going to rain at 1 o'clock.
Kim.
Like, she's right to the top.
Whatevs.
Ray Petlin, Ron Smiley, right? The whole deal, right? And so it did. It rained at 1 o'clock. But I think Ray is up on that end of town and Ron Smiley, and they're punching the clouds right now. Like, don't go over
Kim's house. That's it.
Like,
there's
because it literally did. It's humid as heck, but. But
cute rainbow.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Exactly.
There you go.
So.
Now, listen. Yes.
Yep.
I mean, honestly, ladies, you know, we love hearing Pittsburgh stories and, again, new parts of yours, but love and appreciate the opportunity to hear it from you. And, you know, the support system is amazing. And I love the fact that it's a year and here it is. It's really gaining traction, you know. COVID or no COVID,
during a pandemic. We kept these two organizations
I love it.
Inspired Women, we met on Zoom like three times. I'm like, we're doing this. We're continuing our mission. And and boy, but it feels great to be back together.
Rachel, tell everybody, because we are on Facebook Live.
I
was trying to put a comment in there, but I didn't want to mess it up. But tell everybody what the website is, if you, or Facebook page.
So the Facebook is at Whispering Force or at Whispering Force Self-Defense. The website will be up next week, and that is going to be whisperingforce.com. So you'll be able to find out the next events and everything like that. The next one is August 29th, and the Facebook page has the links and everything you need to know on there. But they're always on a Sunday.
I was just going
to
ask.
Always from 4 to 5. We always have Teresa. She has Damsel in Defense Pittsburgh. So she has some products and some amazing things like tasers and things you won't even think
lipstick
of for your
tasers.
John,
we've
that's where I got Hannah's. Well, his daughter wants to be a police officer, and I bought her a Damsel in Distress. It's a whistle. It's a necklace whistle that you don't even know.
Right.
It's
incredible.
A cute necklace, and then you go, back up.
That's all right. So before we go to more music, we have to do the question of the day because Kim hasn't even got.
She heard it though. She wasn't in a soundproof.
Oh yeah, she was a good reporter. She was over there. Like,
lots of rain lately. Fancy that, right? Do you carry an umbrella, run in it because who cares, or wait it out? And the reason, let me tell you why I asked this. Not just because we live in Seattle now, but I was in a store last night and it was so pouring. And I said to my daughter, "I don't really care, do you?" And she was like, "Well." You know, like maybe it's really raining. And this woman had the sales clerk bring an umbrella. She's like, "Just bring me the cheapest one." I don't own an umbrella. So it made me think, like, what do people do?
You want to know what I do?
Yeah.
Every time I'm at a garage sale, I buy. I leave them places. I forget that.
Yes.
So just like readers' glasses.
Yes.
I have like 1,000 umbrellas for $1 from various garage sales around.
I love it. I love it. All right.
Maris is like, "You don't need another umbrella."
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
You do. It's a thing. It's a thing. Okay.
Right.
How about you, Rachel?
I would honestly say all three, and I'll tell you why. If I'm with my kids, we're running in the rain.
Yeah.
And jumping in puddles.
Yeah.
If I'm heading to a meeting, of course, I'm going to use the umbrella.
Yeah.
And since I airbrush spray tan, I have to say wait it out in the car because it will ruin your tan when you.
That was some good placement. I give you credit. That was Rachel Redebeck placement right there.
I don't think we told everybody where to find you on social media, right?
So KDK, it's KDK Kim Gable on Facebook, and inspiredwomen.com will give you more information about Inspired Women. So
and if you have good news stories, touch base with you. Message
yes,
you on,
yeah,
right?
We have. If you go to kdk.com, look for the bright yellow smiley face about halfway down the homepage. You can click right there and actually submit your ideas for on a positive note. Yes. Right. We try to get, and now I'm not the only one doing them because there's so many to do. So Royce Jones
awesome.
Does a lot of them.
So, you know, we try to do at least a couple a week.
Yeah.
But there are so many stories out there to tell. And
That's why we love Pittsburgh. I'm telling you.
It's awesome. All right.
So we're going to
have more music coming up here. And then we're going to talk to Mary Mack. And then we talk to the musicians.
Awesome.
To the girl who feels so broken inside, look how much you have grown since you left home, and the boy who's too tough to cry, there's no shame.
Right, there you go. You have your pink. So this is Mary Mack, Mary Mack and Ellen, Mary Mack Big House, Mary Mack Podcast. And
Mary Mack, listen,
you can, she actually smiles despite the fact that how late we contact her to do things. Like,
she loves it.
Hey, we need 6 strawberry pretzel jello salad pies on this day, and we'll pick them up at your house, despite the fact that you have a 150 person fundraiser going on in your life that particular
Yeah,
weekend.
And that's where we need to start.
Right.
That worked out good.
We need to start there.
So you're not only a sponsor of the podcast, because you show everybody what you're bringing here.
Okay, so this
because we have good stuff to talk about what you're doing.
This is what we call a Mary Mack gift pack. So in this one, we have the beer batter bread mix featuring the Yajagoff. No parking here, which you don't have to use to make it, but it is good. Yes, you do.
Come on, Mary.
Okay, you have to use that. It won't come out right.
It'll be horrible.
I brought some of my Pittsburgh-themed mixes. So I have the Pirates-themed mix, which is We Are Family with black and gold raisins and sunflower kernels.
Nice.
And then we have the Steelers mix. Here we go, Steelers, with my friend Frank Nicotero on the label.
Okay.
Doing the terrible towel
love
wave.
Frank.
And that's peanut butter and chocolate. And then we have the
John's
Penguins themed mix, the coffee nut, which is chocolate muffin with white chips and macadamia nuts.
I love that one.
And then I brought my, this last like 2 years, I packaged a rub that I've been doing forever, and my kids said, you should make that into a thing to sell. So I did. And this is called This and That, and it's really good on chicken or vegetables.
Okay.
So I put that in.
Let's accidentally throw that in our podcast bag. Right. I need seasoning.
Wrap that up in a wire.
Spinach dip and cheese ball mix, which
are
strange and delightful.
Nice. Strange and delightful.
So there we go. And then I brought... this is O'Neill's Coffee from West Middlesex.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
They're from West Middlesex.
Okay.
And this is the Berg blend. So I got these to put in with my gift box.
Look at you, Mary Mack.
It's great coffee, and it's, you know, Pittsburgh themed. So.
Start there, because you can actually get these online or at the Standing Chimney.
Standing Chimney.
Or the Steel City Craft Emporium.
Exactly.
So that's cool. So basically, if you're from Wampum, Newcastle area, you're familiar with the Standing Chimney. And you should go there because it's the cutest little thing, and there's so many different things.
The chickens, the dogs.
Yeah, but if you are a Pittsburgher and you say, you know what, I'm not driving an hour. I need these mixes, and I'm not waiting for the mail. Where are we going? You can go right there, almost at Lawrenceville, for the Steel City Craft Emporium. Oh, this is what
this is her.
They get.
This is Mary Mack's muffins and oatmeal and the mixes. Yeah.
And so the Gables are hosting a brunch for you guys. She did make the cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah, the cinnamon rolls. Yeah.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
No. Audience participation. Port. Right, right, right.
Well, when I took the cinnamon rolls in, the adorable little family dog was sitting there like, you don't know the rules of this house, so you could probably give me that.
So, you had a little convo.
I don't think I'm supposed to give you anything. So.
Yeah. Aw, everything she touches, I'm telling you. Well, before we go into, I mean, so obviously those are the places in which you can purchase it if you don't want to.
Can you still do the Visit Pittsburgh store as well?
No, they're not at Visit Pittsburgh. Okay. However, they are at the Bloom Cafe at Quality Gardens in Gibsonia, which is an adorable little place. It's a greenhouse cafe, so you can buy something to eat in the little cafe, walk over to the greenhouse, and sit down and eat it in the greenhouse.
Isn't that cute?
Adorable.
That's cool.
In Gibsonia.
In Gibsonia, almost to Route 8. So that's a really neat place, but they sell our mixes also.
Okay. So. Sweet.
And they're phenomenal. And you even have a Johnny Angel one in honor of my papa.
Yes, I do.
Which is,
the Bluesberry.
It's called Johnny Angel's Ginchy Muffins.
Ginchy,
and
yeah.
Blueberries and white chips.
Yeah. They're super good, too. Yeah, I make them for my kids in the morning.
Really
they love them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. They're the blue-eyed soul muffins. So there you go.
So, so we have to start. First of all, thank you for 4 years of the porch tour. We absolutely adore your stuff. But we have to say, you are just a giving spirit, you know, and we have to talk about no matter what we say, you're in. You're actually the force behind our yearly ornament for the Ajagoff chair, porch chair.
Yep, the Ajagoff parking chair Christmas ornament.
Yeah, we have it in the works right now.
I love it.
In our secret elfin workshop.
But here's the coolest part. So we're talking a lot about philanthropic efforts, and John told me that when he came to pick up the pies the other day, that you were a part of the Michael J. Fox Foundation, right? You were doing something
We do a fundraiser for the Michael J. Fox Foundation and for the Parkinson's, Western Pennsylvania Parkinson's Group.
Amazing.
And my daughter started this. My husband was diagnosed with Parkinson's in about, I think, 2015. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to do something. We got, he got a lot of help, a lot of information from the Michael J. Fox Foundation and a lot of help from the Western Pennsylvania Parkinson's group. They have satellite meetings all over Western Pennsylvania for Parkinson's patients and their families. So you can go and get information and learn about different aspects of Parkinson's and health issues and things like that. So she thought, she was trying to think of something we could do for a fundraiser. And she came up with this idea, Float for Fox, which we live near the Mahoning River in Lawrence County, and people love to kayak and canoe on that river. So we put together this fundraiser where you sign up for $20, and it's a donation to Michael J. Fox. You register, pay your $20, and you are signing up for a group float down the Mahoning River. So we do T-shirts, and then we provide dinner afterwards, which I cater. And we started off doing it at my house, which we live out in the we live in the middle of nowhere.
Wampum.
We live in the
again,
country.
I just so, like to say it because I don't even think it exists.
We have no houses. You can't
no.
see a house. So
right.
We did it in our big garage. We cleaned our big garage out, and we thought we would do this, and our family would sign up for it. Okay.
Yeah.
Like 20 people. We ended up having 50 people the first year.
Year one. And now how many, Mayor? Drum roll.
152 registered this year.
Drum roll.
So she's completely shy, Reach, because as you started to describe.
She's amazing. Her heart.
We asked for 6 pies.
Yeah.
She says, yeah, I can make them. Show up around Friday around 6. Now, she knows I'm going to be late. That's the first thing is. So
right.
I get there, and she has food and things. And she then only describes that she's making food for 150 people.
That's all. No sweat.
So tomorrow.
And this is how she says it. Whenever you guys can get here to pick up the pies, no worries.
Yeah. She's like, don't worry. I'll sleep 9 minutes. That's okay.
And we're like, Mary, we've known about our Truly event for about 8 years. And we're just telling you 15 minutes before we need the pies that we need these damn pies. And this is how she is. She doesn't care.
She's like,
her.
She's like,
we don't learn our lesson, right, John?
Right.
But
she doesn't teach us a lesson because she's never said no.
Such a good heart.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Well, and I will tell you that of all the amazing people we've met through the Ajagoff podcast, she was the only person invited to my son's graduation party. And not because of he did ask if there were cookies, but it was because she's such a dear heart and has made such an impact on our lives. So, we just had to tell that story because of the philanthropic ties that you have to so many things you're always in. And it's just so appreciated. It was important that you meet other ladies who, feel the same.
This year, we raised $3,020 for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. 455 for the Western Pennsylvania Parkinson's.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so we did pretty good. We did pretty good.
We need a picture of you, Marty McFly, and Doc because I saw it on. I did see it on Instagram like during that week, and I was like, "All right, Mary Mac's a part of that." So there you go.
And Mary Mac, you have a podcast. You talk about how to cook and what you're cooking. So where does everybody find that podcast?
Well,
because like again, in the 9 minutes that you sleep, the other minutes that you're awake, you make a podcast.
Our podcast is In the Kitchen with Mary Mac, and we try to give recipes that you can actually make, give directions and pictures and tips to help people make things that they want to make. We also find recipes on the internet sometimes that are horrible and fix them. Because, I'm sure everybody's had that happen where you said, hey, I want to make this cake. And then you follow the directions and it's like, this is horrible.
Yeah.
Because somebody put a recipe together and never tried it.
Yeah.
So we do that. And then we have a newsletter associated with our website, which is Mary Mac Podcast. We have a newsletter you can sign up for and get recipe cards that you can print out for recipes that we've done.
Summer Sides was the latest one because I was on there, sister.
We just had a brand new one drop
okay.
that is eggplant rollatini. which you may have had in a restaurant at one time, and you think, this sounds horribly complicated, and it is not. So I did that step by step and said how to make it.
Okay.
John, we'll be on.
Well,
yeah, we have some doozies.
And if you're not exhausted by listening to her right now,
like we are,
know that she actually has a full-time job where her and her sister run their family business of it's an industrial business.
It's a machine shop.
So you don't just do this like every day. You do this on the side.
Yeah, it's her side hustle.
It's my golf. My friend told me that's your golf. And I said, yeah, you spend a lot of money on it, and it's kind of fun.
A true female entrepreneur and such a good person. We know it's Newcastle, but we're going to call you a Pittsburgher anyways, right? It's
wampum. Say it.
Wampum, right. What's in wampum? The salt mine or whatever,
well,
right?
Well, wampum has the famous mines that were in the second Walking Dead movie.
Yeah.
And also those famous mines, they ground the lenses for the Hubble telescope.
Yep.
There's all kinds of little facts down there.
Yeah.
And then wampum, the North Country hiking trail runs right through it. So it is considered a trail town. It's a really old town.
Wow. Okay.
And then there is a lot of really neat stuff to do around wampum. It's just outside of Elwood City. So, you know.
It's not. We'll pretend it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the suburbs of
for
Elwood
me,
City.
For me, it's not. It's so
where
long.
They filmed the,
pack a
movie,
lunch.
So.
Okay, there you go.
Pack a lunch while you're going.
Mary Mac, are you ready for the question of the day?
Yes,
it's
I
literally
am.
Pouring Mayor. Right now, so just answer. You know the question already,
yeah.
Right?
What are you doing? Umbrella, okay. Running, or waiting it out?
I have an umbrella,
yep.
But I often run. But I have the most horrible umbrella, and I had to laugh because Kim was saying how she finds things. So the umbrella I currently have was in a... It was a flower arrangement, you know, and you find these flower arrangements. You're like, hey, I can pull the flowers out of that, use them in something, and use that umbrella. So I did that, okay? And that is the umbrella I have, and it is purple striped. It's really old and weird looking, but it works
but
great.
It's yours.
So this is my car.
It's
right,
yours.
Right.
That's easy to
they
know. That's my umbrella.
It picked you out in the crowd, right? Nice. Mary Mac, where does everybody find you on the webs? What's your website and all that stuff?
My website is marymacpodcast.com. Or you can find me at marymacbakehouse.com. I have a Facebook, Mary Mac Bakehouse, and I have Instagram, Mary Mac Bakehouse. We also started a new Facebook page with just the podcasts on it, and that is Mary Mac Podcast Facebook page. And we also have Mary Mac Podcast on Twitter. So I'm pretty easy to find.
It's just Mary Mac.
You could listen and subscribe on SoundCloud, on iTunes, on Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts at.
Right.
The
there
girls on 100.7 Star, they call you Aunt Mary now because they devoured the rest of the pretzel jello salad from the other day at the Truly
right.
event. It
that's
was fabulous.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm Aunt,
your
Mary,
Aunt Mary
to a lot of people, so that, you know, it works out. I also wanted to say, when Kim said how she finds things.
Yeah, are you a finder?
Chimney, most of our store is found objects that we, you know, the decor in there. We always say if we do more with nothing than anybody. So we have found all sorts of hutches, tables, end tables, coffee tables, and recreated them, painted them, or whatever. So Beth and I, my partner in the store, are always looking for stuff. So my husband and I, who are kind of both decrepit physically. We're like a pit crew when there's something along the road. We're like, jump out of the car, jump back in the car. We found, our best find was, we found two wooden rocking chairs along the road. And I said, they had a sign on them, you know. So I said, oh, we'll get those and paint them and put them on the porch. So we get them home and I go to paint them. And I looked at the one and it has this wood-burned stamp into it. And I'm like, wow, this might be really something. And I look it up. $250 these things are going for. So I told my husband, guess what?
Go get them. That's awesome.
That's sweet.
You and Kim have to have your own show.
You're
like
the chair flipper.
Find. Yeah. I
it's
love it.
Chair flipping by Mary Mac.
That's awesome.
Awesome. He's all right. So you've listened to the podcast, what's going on here. How about how interesting all of these people are? Like, just, it's
it
a women, women, women.
Makes you
want to
go do
women,
something,
right?
Like,
well, I mean, I do a lot of things for women.
Yeah?
I'm in our Women in IT organization for UPMC, and, you know, we're there to inspire female technology career paths.
There you
and
go.
And inspire people, of anyone, really, but especially women, because there's such a difference.
You don't have to say
that.
John is used to being amongst,
but, like, women. But there is a difference in the way that girls are encouraged to to check out IT or go to a school for computer science. They don't realize how exciting it is. So we
Well, it was a predominantly male world for quite some time. So,
so we work really hard to empower people, and I was able to talk to Kim and Rachel about their inspiring stories and everything they're doing. I'm definitely getting involved. I'm so excited.
Isn't
to take
it great?
One of those classes.
So,
yeah.
So let's go.
So much fun.
Let's go backwards a second. Then you're young. So who would have been your female role model in your business line?
I don't know if I had one.
Really?
Really? It was something that I was out of work, and I interviewed at a few places, and one of the tech companies that I used to help with immigration, because I used to be a paralegal, they were looking for someone and had my resume, and I went and met with Morgan Adamson, who's the COO for Encompass, and she just loved me. She's like, I'm going to teach you everything I know. And I got to be a virtual CIO. I got to work with 60 different networks, and I learned so much.
That's
and I did
fantastic.
Not know that
I
was even a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Like, most of the stuff I do now wasn't even a job 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's a great
it's
point.
Like, the technology keeps changing. So
no question, yeah.
Yeah, there's room for everybody.
There's room for everybody. How about that? Who knew that our ukulele musician was going to talk tech? And what a find, right? Talk about a find. I don't know what the theme is. Is it what finds? Is it philanthropic? It's all kinds of things. So we brought you on, though, to talk about your music. And I told you whenever we met when you got here, I read your blog post because I'm a dork blogger. And that was like right where I went on your website. And I was kind of looking up the traditional info about you. And I love singing and songwriting. And not that that's not important, but your blog post caught my eye like that because let me get this right. You started with a guitar like most people.
Yep.
And then I'm not sure of the sequence, but you attended a Jason Mraz concert. You were sort of interested in the ukulele by a name I can't pronounce. And then you picked it up. And now during your real job, you leave your ukulele, which is not this one. It's
right.
Coco that you named Coco.
Coco.
And that's where you sort of fiddled to write your songs.
Yeah, I have been a part of musical groups like The Common Heart and Graceful and so many other things. I've gotten to play every stage, but I always had someone else, playing with me. And I was just like, you know, I need to do this myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I write a lot. Like, I hear the songs in my head. So why can't I instead of waiting for somebody else to be available, just do it myself. So I got a ukulele, and I actually got this from a football movie. So the coach made them have the football with them, you know, the time they woke up, the time they went to sleep, when they were in class, and they weren't allowed to drop it. So I did that with ukulele. I just had it with me everywhere. It slept in the bed with me. I played it before I went to sleep. I played it when I woke up. I would sit in rush hour traffic because at that time, commuting was a terrible thing in Pittsburgh.
Sure.
So if you're just sitting there, I would just, it would be on the passenger seat buckled in, and I would just fiddle around with it until
I love that.
Figured it out.
Isn't that cool?
That is so cool.
Sean,
so if you want to swear at somebody in car,
no, it's not nerdy.
You just stick your ukulele out the window, go like this when you want to swear at them
or
something.
No, I can't really do that. But the thing is people would notice, and you would see somebody smile.
Smile,
how often do you
make
somebody smile during rush hour?
Well, a little bit. They're like, why did she strap in her ukulele? But once they got beyond that, they understood.
It's for the HOV lane. No, I'm just
so what's the craziest place? What's the craziest place you just kind of popped up and played a ukulele? Because I'd have to say if someone saw it with you.
The song that I played, I tried to go play it for a close friend of mine. He was busy, and then I was like, you know what? Whatever. I went down. There's a walking path on the south side, and I went down where nobody was. And I started playing it, and there was a group of homeless men.
Oh.
And they were down there, and they were like, oh, hey, what are you doing? And I was, like, startled because I'm very defensive about my space.
Yeah,
I try to be aware of my surroundings, but they were nice. And so I was like, well, I just wrote this song. It's nothing special. Do you want to hear it? And they let me play it for them, and they were the best audience.
That is so cool.
I was like, thanks, guys. They were like, oh, it's a good song. You don't need to change anything. And I was like, really?
Oh, my God.
No notes.
Well, they were right.
Folks.
They were right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's crazy.
Listen.
Yeah. Because I'd have to think that when people see it, they just say, what is that? And why don't you play it right here?
Yeah,
right?
A lot of people think it's a mandolin.
Well, mandolins are smaller, yes?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, this is another one of my toys. This is it's like a parlor-sized Taylor. So it's a little bit smaller than a regular guitar, but it still has a little punch to it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a parlor size guitar. So it's a little bit smaller. It's really great. Okay, for all the parents out there, if you're getting your kids guitar lessons, don't get them the giant acoustic guitar. Get a smaller guitar. It's much easier.
She's like my favorite musician ever.
Does it do different levels of chords Does it do something different? Does it play at a higher?
It plays about the same
scale, or
it's about the same.
It's just easier to manage.
Just a little bit easier. Yeah, yeah. I ended up falling down the steps when I was pregnant with my daughter. Luckily, I grabbed on, and moms, you know, we don't care about ourselves. It's just like my baby. I grabbed onto the step, and it twisted my arm back, and this thumb actually, the whole joint was all messed up.
Stories you don't tell
but
me.
Like, she was safe, but I really couldn't play like my big Martin. And it was just really heavy. I was having a hard time. I still have a hard time with bar chords, but this was much easier. So it was a lot of difference in weight, difference in
listen.
Same
and
sound.
Handle. Yeah, yeah, right, right. Sound. I understand.
We always talk about how the podcast gets us to meet unique individuals, right?
Unique
jobs, unique. This is amazing to meet someone like you.
Yeah. And the ukulele
is such a cool
instrument.
This is the podcast of inadequacy for me at this point because I feel like I need to go do something. I don't know what.
We're going to do some ukulele lessons.
I would love
it. You can hold like one string and you're playing a chord. It's fine. Yeah, we'll do it.
Listen, we have to do that because that'll tick my son off so much.
Oh, he'll be
so actually
mad.
Really, he picked it up by ear and he's actually quite good.
Oh,
and
nice.
He plays it like you sort of just to sort of relax or whatever. And I want to be able to walk into his apartment and just pick up his ukulele
and be
play
like,
a song.
John,
that
plays
would,
the ukulele.
He'd be like, he'd be so mad.
Oh, man.
Oh my God. That's
no, it's such a unique story. And I love the fact that you're able to balance your life with, you know, being such not a trailblazer, but a woman who knows exactly what she wants in the IT world, like you said, you know, and then having this, and you have a great voice too.
Yeah, the fact that you didn't have a leader, like a mentor, you know, I mean, you did, as you mentioned, this one woman, but the fact that somebody in the business, you know, there wasn't someone to look up to and say, hey, I want to do that. You just said,
like,
I want to do
that. It's hard because you look around and there are people on social media, obviously, that are doing really great things. But a lot of the people who are working on the really exciting things that I want to do, they're either younger than me or they're my age. And it's just, how cool is that? Like, we're able to, we all have to kind of branch out because there's so many opportunities. I always say that technology and music have one thing in common. They belong to everyone.
Yeah.
You don't have to be talented to love music or sing. That's something that was tribal. That's everywhere in the planet. Yeah. That's how we've connected with each other.
Yeah.
And it, like, you know, no,
Crystal, you had me till there.
But do you sing in your car? Do you sing in your car ever?
Yes. But I'm Simon Cowell. Because if I hear it and it's not good, I'm like,
listen, you don't
but it
know
belongs
how
to everybody. Just like technology. Technology belongs to everybody. It's
that
not just
true.
For one specific
You're right.
person.
You're right.
And that's my heart and soul is just making sure people feel empowered to get in touch with things that improve their lives, make them happy, and that they can enjoy.
Are you Apple or
that.
Mac?
Apple.
Are you the person that gets picked on in your neighborhood when someone has a broken computer? Hey, can you fix my?
No.
Do you stay incognito so they don't
You're
know what
like,
you do?
You're like, oh, I'm a plumber.
I mean, like,
I'm a plumber.
People, I'll fix anything, first of all. I fix somebody with plumbing. Yeah. I will fix anything. I just like fixting with things.
Right,
you're so interesting.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So do you have another song you want to play?
I could play another song.
So
right.
we
Get
should
it ready.
Ask you the question
we'll
of the day.
We'll ask you the question of the day.
Yeah. And then we'll go through the thank yous.
Okay.
So the question of the day.
You heard it. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
All right. So are you going Umbrella? Yeah. I mean, I will. I'll go through the three. Umbrella, Run in the Rain, or Wait It Out?
I like the rain a lot.
Yeah.
Like when it's raining, I take my daughter outside and we'll just run around and dance in it. Chase likes to run around in the rain because he's my soccer player. So, we're sitting on the sidelines
Rangers.
Of a soccer, you know, soccer game, soccer tournaments that are typically in the rain. Yeah, it's
make the most of it, right?
It's all part of it.
Yeah.
Part of the experience.
No, and in all seriousness, you really are a delight to talk to and definitely follow. Where do we follow you?
So the music's available. If you search Crystal Morgan Music, you'll find it on wherever, but crystalmorganmusic.com is my website.
Okay.
And everything is linked there.
Okay.
So I use my IT powers for good to make it easier for people to find the music.
That's so smart because it drives us crazy when there's like all this different, you know.
Yeah,
and
it's
go
all
here
out there.
Here.
It's all free. You know, listen to whatever you want.
I love it. All right.
Oh,
while Crystal gets ready, we'll say our thank yous.
Yes. All right. So first of all, thank you to Tracy for organizing this and salutations to Colin, who usually helps us, who's on the beach somewhere.
Yeah, whatever.
Really
no salutations.
To be honest with you. And thank you to Mary Mack. Thank you to Ernie Ritchie and Mancini's. What else we have here? Oh, thanks to all the guests. I mean, for God's sakes, Kim and Jeff opened up their house here. They opened up the sky, too, but we stayed dry because Jeff's new installation of this.
Yeah, I love it. Right? I love it. And thanks to Rachel, because it's literally taken a few months to get her on the podcast, but she stuck with it. And we're so glad that we were able to hear her story in person. How empowering.
Yeah.
As well as J&D Waterproofing for our series of porch tours, which there are more. So you'll have to check yajagoff.com to see where they are. Thank you to Crystal for being our musician, and thanks as always to our sponsor, Rorick Honda. Rorick Honda is aware of the vehicle shortage, but there is never a shortage on helping a customer. So if you know what make, brand, or style car suits you, chat with a rep now and get exactly what you want by pre-ordering. You don't want to wait? That's okay. There are plenty of certified used vehicles waiting to be claimed. And as well, always visit Rorick.com for all of your vehicle needs.
Now watch how this happens. Magic.
Oh. Look at him. Look at Silk Hands Chamberlain.
I think I might end up bumping you.
That was not magic, John.
How's that? Just a little better?
The magic just faded
right
there.
He's not a magician.
No, it's great.
Clearly, John is not a magician.
I've never played with somebody holding microphones for me. This is a first. Grip. Get a grip. You've come too far to let your demons back in. In time, oh, it heals, but time also kills. But isn't fire just a flame burning itself out in vain? Why do all my favorite mistakes taste like kerosene? Isn't fire just a flame burning itself out in vain? Why do all my favorite mistakes? So I followed a sinking ship all the way to the ocean floor. And there at the bottom were all those warning signs I ignored. Isn't fire just a flame burning itself out in vain? Why do all my favorite mistakes taste like kerosene? Isn't fire just a flame burning itself out in vain? I love this storm with it. So grip, get a grip. You've come too far to let those demons back in.